And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper. Hello. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is our, we're doing it a day late, but we're not, because we're not doing it anyway, anti-Valentine's Day special. So expect a lot of music this week that's not particularly romantic.
Good.
I'll ask you what you did for Valentine's Day later on in the show, Tony, because you apparently have done something. I did very, very little. Here's a band, however, who know exactly how to celebrate an anti-Valentine's Day special. It's a very old song. Very great band still going. I'll be singing this summer. This is Frantic Flintstones' One Night Stand.
Now set me free. Ain't got a clue what to do. Come on, baby, now see it through. Jumped in the back of my Cadillac. If I ran across at the end of the block, I wanna keep it going all night long. Keep it going now, real strong. Help me make it through the night. Come on, baby, now squeeze me tight. You're a one night stand. You're just a one night stand. You're just a one. A one night stand. Them through. Thanks for helping me through the night. So that I was alright. Cadillac pipe and a lovely flame. Virgin girl ain't quite the same. I kept trying all night long. You gave me baby magic wand. I took something from you and I don't know what to do. You're one night stand. Just a one night stand. Just a one. A one night stand.
You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's the Frantic Flintstones. Now, that is from a CD I've got, Best of Frantic Flintstones, but I think it was on their first album, and it's actually the 20th anniversary of this Best of coming out. That is definitely one from the late 80s, that song. I will be seeing Frantic Flintstones at the cycling meeting this summer, and will hopefully be interviewing Chuck, the lead singer. We'll find out more. They are still, they're one of the only cycling bands that never split up. They just kept going, kept bringing out stuff, kept believing. They've been quite difficult to book in recent years because Chuck, the lead singer, moved to Brazil. But no, he's now in Berlin, which also starts with a B. It does mean that they're doing more gigs in Europe again. And their website is franticflintstones.de, suggesting they have settled in Germany now. But what I want to know is, Tony, is what is their MySpace page?
All right, is it myspace.com/Frantic Flintstones?
It is.
Oh,
Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 0. Briefly, news on the Tom Manchie competition we did last week, which I said I was only going to be running for 1 week, and true to my word, I am. And the winner is, and I'm so pleased about this, Jenny in Richmond, Yorkshire. Cool. I saw when he said Jenny in Richmond, I went, oh no, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond, but no, Jenny in Richmond in Yorkshire. Jenny, that's the only information I've got. Well done. The answer, of course, was that I said that Tom Manchie, in my opinion, and the Icebreakers were a cross between Tom Waits and the Dead Kennedys, and Jenny got that right. Please do email in your address to me, Jenny, and I will send the CD on. And because I don't know how old you are, I'm going to refrain from saying, feel free to send me a pair of your used knickers back, because she's, of course, not far from Insane Star, who's in the Northeast, who still owes me a pair of her used knickers. Well, it doesn't owe me. She hasn't said she's not going to send them.
True.
I think she's being a tease. Next song this week, Tony, is this is brand new, whereas the last one was a very old song. This is brand new. This is from The Dark Shadows, Tony.
Okay.
Who have a new EP out, and hello to Bridget, Ned and Carly in the band. I was having a listen to it, and there's a lot of keyboard on this CD. I wonder whether they might have got a fourth member planned. I know they were settled on being a trio, and maybe the keyboard only features in recorded work. But there is a lot of keyboard on this. This is another one of those EPs that really oozes. There is a song on here, like the Tom Manchie one last week, that I said this is going to be on the Halloween show. I know it's early to be talking about the Halloween show, but one of the songs on this EP will be on the Halloween show. What I need to know is, Tony, what is The Dark Shadows MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Bridget Hanley in The Dark Shadows?
No! MySpace.com/ Bridget Hanley.
Arse.
You're on the right track. I knew you were thinking about it, and I was trying desperately hard not to say Bridget Hanley throughout that. But anyway, it's Tony One, probably be the internet one. This is the title track from their new EP. Do check them out, ASAP. This is Invisible.
I'm invisible. You can't see me, but you know I'm here. I am invisible. I try to talk, but you don't hear.
I am invisible. I see you, but you don't see me. I am invisible. I am what you wanna be. And this is as good as it gets. You're stuck with all your regrets.
Vision, camouflage your inhibition. Look through transparency. Your ignorance impresses me.
Think you're invincible, but you run. I stand and fight. Talk, talk, talk of principles. Your high standards never see the light. And this is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
It's all coming in nice, quite nicely, actually. We had Guana Bats following Frantic Flintstones, two psychobilly bands. Now we've got Midnight Configuration, keyboard heavy. With the Dark Shadows, who, as I just said, have been keyboard heavy. It should be flowing seamlessly this week. What I want to know, Tony, right now, though, is, have you got any podcast only comments?
I do. Thank you for all those comments.
Hearing me. I know it's the day after Valentine's Day, Tony, but I think romance has gone a little bit too far there.
Fair enough. Well, girl can dream, can't she? Thanks for your comments so far. We've had
I'm
two
gonna let
more.
That go, Tony.
Okay. We've had two more this week. We do need plenty more. I know a lot of you have got out the knack of voting, so please do vote for us if you have a moment. Easiest way to do it, go to punkyradio.com on the top of the screen. Important, please vote for us link, hit that. Enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish to read them up. Please do get those in. It's only mid-month, so plenty of time.
Thank yeah, get much. On with it.
Yeah. Right, top two. Only two. Punky Rocks. Hey guys, just letting you know, I'm always listening.
Always listening.
Always listening. Scott Jakubik. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you very much. It was Scott's birthday last week as well. Happy birthday, Scott.
Oh, the coolest people were born in February.
Thanks, I recognise that. Well, thanks very much. I did recognise that because it popped up on my Facebook newsfeed.
Yeah. And one more comment. Punk is great. Learn from your parents' mistakes. Use birth control. From Dave Fitz. Thanks, Dave Fitz, who's not
yeah,
Dave
but does
Fitz.
He? It's Dave Fitz from Mike Fitz, from Dave Fitz Mike, from Mike Fitz Dave Fitzsimmons thing.
Yeah.
From the Fitzy thing.
Well, thanks for voting. Always
yeah, nice. Thanks very much, Dave. Much appreciated.
And that's it. That's it for Podcast Alley.
Do you know what? I don't think I voted for anyone else this month. I think I maybe ought to. I'll maybe do that after we've recorded this show. I will go and vote for a few of my favourite podcasts.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
It, is it? Now, I that's did it. Say last week that if you didn't get around to voting on there, you can maybe visit our Facebook page. We have a new Facebook page. We've got a Facebook group, but we've got a new page which you can like. Just type in Punky Radio and the Punky logo comes up. Head on that page and like it. Just like it. Like love it. It. Yeah. And I'd like to thank all of you for not leaving any comments yet. Quite clearly, you want more people to see it. So, until we have more people liking it, I imagine you won't be leaving comments. You are so egotistical. And that's coming from me. So we haven't got any comments about that either, but we are going to be building that up. So please do leave a comment on the Facebook wall when you get a chance. Right, next song, Tony.
Okay.
Nothing I like more for an anti-Valentine's Day special than an exclusive.
Ooh.
An actual exclusive. An actual first time played on the net exclusive. An actual first time played on the net by one of Punky's favourite ever bands exclusive. A first time played on the net exclusive by one of Punky's favourite bands, Wonk Unit. This, from their new album, is about as anti-Valentine as you can get. Enjoy the madness. Burden.
Wah, wah, wah! Wah, 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 wah! Wah, 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 wah! Accept it. We all make choices and we choose the path we're gonna take. That's the way it goes. Protect me from the places I have been. Protect me from the places I have been.
you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So clearly, this everything fitting everything else has gone horribly wrong very quickly here. But then you expect things to go horribly wrong when Want Unit come on, because they change your perspective a little bit. That isn't, that's heavier than their older stuff, and their older stuff was pretty heavy, but I'm not convinced that was a final mix, so it's possible that that was a little bit more guitar heavy than the album will be. I don't know, but anyway, okay. Loving it, and it's part of an upcoming album that is due out in March to coincide with a smallish UK tour that they'll be doing that hopefully we'll have details about last week. And Alex, if you're listening, thanks very much for sending that through, mate. You know we always love getting stuff from Want Unit. Did you do anything last week, Tony?
No. Just, the main thing I'm doing at the minute is I'm looking for a new car. Realised that my car's dying, so I've been trying to find out what best car to have and doing lots of look into that. Test drove two Hondas today.
So, have you given up looking for new houses now? Looking for new cars?
Yeah, cars are much more affordable.
Yeah, I think you'll be looking for a new moped next week.
Probably.
And then a new set of Scrabble. Did I notice on Facebook that you'd been, and I know you started mentioning it, you've been test driving fucking
hybrids,
yeah. 0 to 60 in half an hour.
Yeah, they're not very nippy. No.
What, so they're not?
No.
Well, no. They run on water, don't they? But I mean, for your driving needs, I suppose it's quite a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I drive a lot of town driving, so I'm always in queues, and these are quite good. Really economic, relatively economic.
Very low emissions.
And get tax break on that as well. I'm such a corporate bitch.
Never even occurred to me to get a tax break on a car. I just get one that's comfy.
Get a company car, it's 10% benefit in kind. But, well, but they're not that economic in the end. I look at the numbers. No, a diesel Golf would be much better than an up top of the range hybrid. Weird. So interesting, but
are you looking at new or second hand?
New.
Fair enough. Tony Warbucks got a few quid for a new car, over it, worth knowing. I got my car serviced this week. I am relieved to inform you it only cost just under £300. I thought, every time my cars, it's just always cost me a load of money. But no, 300 quid, all it needed was new brake pads.
Oh, blimey.
I was so relieved.
You just had a new engine. Well, not a new engine.
Well, last August, yeah, but that cost over £2,000. That's what I'm saying. This is the first time the car's been in since. So I went, what can go wrong now? Fortunately, for once, just brake pads. Over the moon. I was going to tell you about what I did last week, but I'll save it for later on in the show, mate, because we've been wafting on way too long. So I'll play the next song for you. This is another little trick. You know, we've done old, new, and then we did new, now we're doing old. Asymmetry to the first half of the show this week. I was very excited to find out last week, in fact. I went online and I was looking for Adam and the Ants B-Side Babies, or Adam Ant B-Side Babies, which was a CD that came out in 1994 and was almost immediately deleted. And I never got hold of it, but there are second-hand copies available via the various outlets you get them from, and I managed to procure one from the US of A for a very, very reasonable price, including postage. I was very excited about it. While I was there, I just looked for something else, because I never had this album on vinyl. It's the first Rocchi and the Sarnos album, Understanding Sarno. They only brought out two albums, and this was the first one, but I never got it on vinyl, so I just ordered it on CD via Crazy Love Records for about £7. I was over the moon. And it's got extra tracks on it, and the extra tracks are the ones that I also had on vinyl that I never thought I'd get again, including the classic Rock and Roll Frog that we have played a couple of times. But seeing as this is an anti-Valentine's Day special, I thought I ought to have one Valentine's lovely love song. Before I do that, Tony, I want to know, what is Want Unit's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WantUnitBand.
Yes, it is. Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 1. And what is Rocchi and the Sarnos MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RocchiandTheSarnos.
No, MySpace.com/RocchiTheSarnosMusic. And then when I thought about that, I thought, no, I'm not going to play the track on here called Mexi Love Song. I'm going to go for something else. I'm going to go for the possibility that maybe on Valentine's Day, if there wasn't a lady around for you gents out there, you'd maybe visit a brothel. This is Madam Ruth's Parlour.
There have been many songs written about love, but none quite as strange as this one.
Yeah, and the Adamant CD, Tony, B-Side Babies, absolutely brilliant.
Oh, cool.
There's two songs I'm not over keen on it halfway through that are from when he was going through his I'm going to let Phil Collins drum for a bit era, which was obviously a terrible, terrible idea. But other than that, what a cracker. One of the best CDs I've purchased in recent times and available on Amazon, blah, 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 various... It's mostly secondhand stuff. I don't think there's many that's still wrapped up, but they are there. Absolutely brilliant, as is Roxy and the Sinos, Madam Ruth's Parlour. I will be playing something else off that album in subsequent weeks because I know that the lead singer, Lord Herbert Swanks III, has been ill of late.
Oh.
And I like to give him a little cheer up. I'm doing nothing else here. I might have some news, Tony, about this middle section that we've been advertising and then we weren't on in a week or two. I'll let you know about that. Right now, though... Here's another song from Mental Health. This is another beautiful Valentine's Day song, In the Doghouse.
How can you expect respect when you treat me like a dog? No amount of sticks and stones can beat down this joke log. I deserve you to try to personalize that from the truth. Emotion searches a daily urge to bite the hand that feeds you. What else can you do when you're in the dark? When you're in the dark house, dark house, dark house.
You listen to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. The Chop Tops were actually instrumental in us playing a track that we're going to be playing next week by a band we've never played before, but some of you will have heard of. I hadn't. I'll tell you the story about it next week, because it's a cracker. Well, it's not a cracker. It's a nice punky story. What I'll know is, Tony, what is Mental Health's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/mentally health.
No, you're getting closer. MySpace.com/healthily mental. Probably be an Internet 3, Tony, too. I thought you might have got that one this week. I thought he will remember, he might remember. But no, it's an unlikely lead at this point, I have to say. I've got this down as being a draw this week, by the way.
Okay.
I reckon now. I thought you were going to win, but now I think it might actually be a draw. It's an anti-Valentine's Day special, of course, so we are tending to play tracks that aren't particularly Valentine's-y. I say not particularly, actually the opposite. That was Mental Health in the Doghouse. A band that I'd never heard of before, but I'm glad I now do. I'm glad they're in touch with us, and the best of luck with all their travails as they sort of relaunch themselves. With their crazy, not quite punk, not quite new wave, kind of, I don't know what it is, but it's Mental Health. Mm. Take that as a quote. Tony, have you got any gigs lined up this week that you might want to tell us about?
Yeah, I have.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide? Hybrid. Yes, I have. Again, 12 Bar Club. We used to do it every
right,
week now.
Right, so let's redo the theme tune. See if you guess where I'm going with this. Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 Bar. Yes.
Nice. Denmark Street in London, of course. Read them every week, and here's this week's gigs, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, 16th of February. Mick Hart and Dave Gander. And how much is that for?
£6.
It is. Thursday, 17th, Highlands and Heron present Songs for Single Lovers, featuring Cormac Heron, Kevin Highlands and Brandy Rowe. Sounds like a full night, and hopefully it's not...
Sounds like accountants.
Too bloody loving, yeah, exactly. But how much is it?
£6.
It is. Friday, 18th, The Intolerable Kid, No Cars, Erin Kay, Tash, Steve White, Bill Kiss, Alien Jazz Party and more. Artists to be confirmed.
It's the Steve White? That's my mate. Bobby Luton. What's he doing down there?
There you go.
Get back behind that bar, Steve.
It's the Anti-Folk Winter Festival.
If it's anti-folk, I'm keen on it.
Yeah. But, you know, bear in mind, there's a lot on, so how much do you think that one is?
£6.
It is. And Saturday, 19th of Feb.
Try to fool me there, Tony.
A little bit, yeah. It's at 19th of Feb. Cunt and the Gang.
Oh, marvellous.
Sergeant Buzzfuzz, Bone Setters, and many more artists to be confirmed. That's, again, part of the Anti-Folk Winter Festival. Which, again, is how much for?
£6.
It is, yeah.
You know, it's worth £6 to go and see the marvellous Cunt and the Gang. And how fitting they should be playing this weekend. You'll find out why later on this week.
And finally, Monday, 21st of Feb, Tenebris Liar and guests. They don't have anything else on that, but how much is it?
£18.50.
No, £6.
Oh, bollocks.
Yeah, that's So that's it.
If you are in the central London area and you fancy a great night out, just go down to 12 Bar. It's always good. That, I imagine, concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Oh. But you know what I think we should do now?
What's that?
I think we should play something by the most anti-Valentine band of all time, 3CR, which of course stands for Three Cornered Rug. This is from an ancient CD of theirs called Lesbian Avenue. We've played a few tracks. I don't think we've ever played this, but we might have. What I want to know is, Tony, what is 3CR on MySpace page?
MySpace.com/3CR.
No, MySpace.com/3CRUK or 3CRUK if you prefer. Porno star.
Go! Back girls with their silly stubs. They're so jealous I can say, how many girls they play for me.
Porno, porno, porno star.
Porno, porno, porno star.
Porno, porno, porno star.
All of these porno star.
Yeah. Give me a sword, please soon I've got fist control.
Porno, porno, porno star.
Porno, porno, porno star.
Porno, porno, porno star.
All of me, porno star.
You listen to the Dead Seats underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And if you could just throw a load of pots and pans over the background, that'd be brilliant.
That's next door. Go on, this microphone's
it's next
well
door.
Sensitive. Well, it's in the kitchen. I'm in the, oh, right, on the office.
Fabulous condenser microphone.
Yeah. On the just.
Thank you so much for, thank you so much to Total Talk Nonsense for ruining our show with your extra sensitive microphones. You doing anything this week?
No, it was going to be, it's the birthday tomorrow, so I was going to be going away.
Happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thank you very much. But I was going to try and go away for a couple of days, but it's so close to Valentine's Day, I think we've decided to move it to maybe to next week or so, because everything's booked up and everything's really expensive, so we're going to probably go away in a couple of weeks. But yeah, that's about it really. But it's Tony's birthday week.
Well, I doubt you've got much spare money flying around with all those houses and cars you're buying.
I know, terrible, isn't it?
Well, you should get a hybrid house.
Do you think I could buy one?
I think there is one. I bet there is one. I've only got two gigs this week, Tony.
Okay.
That are downstairs at the King's Head in Crouch End. And I don't know how much it is to get in, but it's not particularly big. So if you do want to get down there, get down early. I don't know when I'm on either. I haven't got a lot of information about this, really. But these are ones that I would normally do on my birthday. But obviously, I did something on my birthday. Regular listeners will know. So if you get the chance to come down, do. It will be good fun. And I may be sticking around on Saturday night and going out drinking and smoking afterwards. I don't know yet, but we'll see. So hopefully I will see you down there. I may be doing something else on Thursday. We don't know yet, but I might be going to Bristol to see Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons.
Oh, okay.
As part of their tour. So how fitting that they're the next track on this week. Enjoy this. It's another beautiful romantic Valentine's number. This is Old Dog, Old Tricks.
Time!
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound on the... Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And that was Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons from their album Exercise Your Demons, which is out now and is truly fantastic. Strongly recommend that you buy it. The website, if you want to go straight to the website, is thedirtyjohnsons.com. What I want to know is, what's the MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Johnson's Music #1 or something like that.
Yeah, you're on the right track, but you're wrong. Yeah. It's MySpace.com/TheJohnsons#1.
Right.
As in N-O and then the number one. Which means, surprisingly, it's probably been Internet 5, Tony T.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to win this week. But I have done. Now, you haven't got a twat, have you?
I haven't.
That upsets me massively. Do you want to tell people how they can send them in?
Yeah, please do email me your twat. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. And keep it emailed to me. Title your email is a twat. Send it to tony@punkyradio.com. All twats appreciated. Every email replied to, please just send them in. I refuse to believe that 2011 has seen the end of all twats in the world, so please just send them in.
I think there's a lot left.
No, I do.
I actually had the misfortune to bump into 18 of the little buggers last Sunday. It's my mum's birthday, Valentine's Day, and because it's so hard to get a table on Valentine's Day, my mum had her birthday the day before, and my mum went somewhere that all 61, 62-year-old women would, of course, like to go, which is Frankie and Benny's on the leisure park in Stevenage. What a disaster. It's basically an overpriced burger place full of young families screaming at each other. Now, I don't do particularly well when there's a lot of kids screaming. Oh my God, this is what I went through between 4 and 6 on Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got my nephew next to me, Louis, who's convinced I'm mad.
Okay.
He's mad. My other nephew, Matthew, who's 4, actually asked his mum if I was mental. Right, I don't really need this, right?
Right.
So Louis thinks I'm mad, so every time I open my mouth, Louis is going, shut up, you're mad, shut up, you're mad, shut up, you're mad, shut up, you're mad, like 8-year-old kids do.
Mm.
And I'm going, shut up, Louis. And then this horrible smell wafted by me, and I said to my brother, did you smell that? That's horrendous. It smelled like someone, because we weren't far from the kitchens either, they're clanging about. And I said, do you think someone just opened the cupboard and found something dead? And he went, no, I think it's Louis farting, leave it. Well, my God, I don't know what was wrong with that boy, but every 10 or 15 minutes, the same horrendous smell wafted by me. It very nearly put me off my double Philly stack, because I decided, as I'm here, I'm going to go for the biggest burger in the world. Oh, my goodness. 17 quid's worth of burger. And you know what?
17 quid?
17 quid is a lot of money for burger and chips, I know, but it was good. It was very, very good. Overpriced, of course. You wouldn't expect to spend more than a tenner, really, for a decent burger. I mean, it was decent, but that's what I'm saying about it being overpriced. Meanwhile, so I'm not particularly happy about the cost. I'm not particularly happy about Louis calling me mad. I'm not particularly happy about the fact that he's farting frequently.
Mm.
But what I was particularly upset about was in the boot, there's kind of things that will seat, the booths, they'll sort of seat 8 or 10 people. There's 8 or 10 people behind me. They're all under the age of 12. They're all girls. And they're all screaming constantly for the duration. The screaming only got louder when the happy birthday music started and the dog came out. Now, I've had a go at my mum.
Or the dog.
I've had a go at my mum for dancing with a dog before. And last year when we went, she didn't get the dog. She danced with a giant gangster rat, which didn't make it any better. But this year, this big 6-foot floppy dog, which is clearly the waitress, comes out, all the girls start shrieking, and I just walk around past the dog. I nearly gave him one in the chops, didn't. Walk past, said, Mum, I'm ever so sorry, but I've cracked. I can't take this anymore. This has fried my brains. And she went, it's fried mine as well, son. Just go. I went, thanks very much. So I left. Mum turned down the opportunity to dance with a dog this year, thankfully, because she just wanted to get out of there as well. When I got back, I sent an email to my friend saying, oh God, I had a mare. I just told him what happened and said, it's absolutely fried my brains. But in my rush of tight, I spelt brains wrong and put Brian's. So this week's word of the week, or phrase of the week, is fried my Brian's. No. I've absolutely fried my Brian's. Like, which can mean so many things. I mean, my friend said straight away, that sounds like you've set fire to a bollock.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't that bad. But just for fun, for the word of the week, because no one sent one in this week, I'm going with fried my Brian's. That has absolutely fried my Brian's. If you have a word of the week, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, word of the week. Now, we just mentioned, or rather you just mentioned in the previous bit, that this Saturday at the 12 Bar Club, Cunt and the Gang are playing.
Mm.
And after I was getting a request from Chantel, the self-appointed favourite, Canardin, and he should hear this in about 6 months because she's a year behind but trying to catch up. She asked us to play a particular song by them, and I said I didn't really want it, but you know what? It's such a good song. So funny. How can I not? Tony, what I want to know is, what is Cunt and the Gang's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Cunt and the Gang.
How you spelling cunt?
With a K.
Well done. You've got a bonus point. It's Tony 3, probably the Internet 5. This is the majestic Fox Sticks.
Now my old granddad had a word he used when things went wrong. To introduce this word to you, I put it in a song. So every time this word gets used, his memory lives on. I'm about to tell you what it is so you can sing along.
Foxstick!
When Nan wouldn't let him touch a furry pie.
Foxstick!
When he got some shrapnel lodged in his Jap's eye.
Foxstick!
When a German sniper shot him in the cock.
Foxstick!
When he found a lump on his left bollock.
Foxstick!
When me Nan died and she left him all alone.
Foxstick!
When he let a bogus caller in his own.
Foxstick!
When the first black people moved into his street.
Foxstick!
When arthritis meant he couldn't beat his meat.
Foxsticks, mother's cunt. Foxsticks!
Hear the word, I start to reminisce. I suddenly taste Werther's and get a faint whiff of piss. So when someone annoys me or things get on my pip, I think about the moany racist old cunt and really let it rip.
Foxstick!
When I miss an open goal in five-a-side.
Foxstick!
When I lost my Ardens after Nan had died.
Foxstick!
When the teachers told me that I was no good.
Foxstick!
When the old Bill caught me wanking in the wood. When I'm having it off and I think of my old man.
Foxsticks.
When little cunt leaves skid marks down the pan.
Foxsticks.
When some motherfucker pushes in a queue.
Foxsticks.
When you get caught short and really need a poo.
Foxsticks.
When I came a tumbling off my BMX.
Foxsticks.
When I split my frenulum while having sex.
Foxsticks.
When some smart ass bastard gives me my comeuppance.
Foxsticks.
When it's ages since I've seen a lady's tuppence. No clean pants, you have to wear your mum's.
Foxsticks.
When your burb won't let you fuck her up the bum.
Foxsticks.
When you feel awkward and you don't know what to say, if you say
foxsticks, foxsticks, foxsticks,
just makes everything okay.
Foxsticks, mother's cunt. Foxsticks.
Oh, hey. In a cabin. Down by a canyon. Bunch of cunt.
That was Cunt and the Gang, Tony.
Cool.
What a truly fantastic man. Thank you for listening this week. There's some things we want you to do for next week. The thing we want you to do most of all is review us at iTunes. How do you go about that, Tony?
Easiest way to do that, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. You hit that, you'll be taken to the music store page on iTunes where you can review us. You all need to log in. You'll need an iTunes account, but let's face it, probably everyone's got one. It's free. Log in, 5 stars only, we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're in another country, just email us your review after you posted it, and we'll read it out on the show.
And we would also, or you rather, are desperate for twats. Just remind people,
please send me a twat. I need a twat. I'm going through somewhat of a dry spell of late. So email me, tony@punkyrage.com. Type your email is a twat. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's simple, please do that now.
And if you have jokes or poems or words of the week, do please email them to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, either Comedy Suburbs, Poetry Corner, or Word of the Week. Thank you very much to Mevio for carrying this show. Thanks very much to the two internet stations that currently carry this show, which are hussyskunk.com and Roach Radio. Hello to you guys if you are listening. Hi. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo.
Your guns.